Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 24th of May 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. Boxing news from the India Open first. Six-time world champion Mary Kom overcame stiff resistance from compatriot Nikhat Zareen to win in a split decision and qualify for the women's 51kg category final. In what was the most anticipated bout of the day, 22-year-old former world junior champion Nikhat of Telangana was at her aggressive best against her idol Mary Kom. The veteran took some blows initially but made amends as Nikhat failed to connect her punches as the bout progressed. Mary was happy to play the waiting game before taking the upper hand in the third round to seal the win 4-1. Mary Kom will now face Vanlal Duati of Mizoram in the gold medal bout later today. There was some drama after Mary Kom's win. A visibly upset Mary asked her opponent Nikhat Zareen to prove herself in the ring instead of making irritating comments. She took offense to Nikhat's comments on Wednesday that she was excited about facing her idol and how she would put up a strong fight by using her brain in the semi-final. An unimpressed Mary said, and I quote, "I was so surprised to read her comments in the newspaper. It's so irritating. How can they say all this? Yes, everyone has the right to say and anyone can challenge, but I'm also a human being. It causes a lot of disturbance. Never mind, it made me more determined to do well. Every bout is a new experience for me. Even I don't know who this girl is. I've been fighting since many years now. I clearly want to say I don't want all this. It has come out in the newspapers that she's challenging me. First, you prove inside the ring and then speak out against me. She's won just one medal at the international level and such is her ego and attitude. They feel proud and satisfied. That is a very bad habit." Unquote. When she was told that Nikhat considered her as her idol, Mary Kom said, and I quote, "Then why challenge me then? Idol means you have to show respect, talk with respect." Unquote. Meanwhile, in the men's competition, 17 Indians have stormed into the final in 10 weight categories. Former World Youth Champion Sachin Sivach registered an upset win over reigning Commonwealth Games champion Gaurav Solanki in a unanimous decision to set up a 51kg gold medal clash against Asian Games gold medalist Amit Panghal. After defeating World Championship bronze medalist Rojan Laden in a well-calculated bout on Wednesday, the 20-year-old from Haryana had his task cut out against his sparring partner, but he again emerged victorious. Panghal, who won a gold in his new weight category in the Asian Championship, defeated national champion PL Prasad in the second 52kg semi-final. Panghal had won the Asian Games gold in Jakarta last year in the 49kg category. Shiv Thapa also remained on course for a gold after defeating a strong challenge from Polish boxer D. Christian Czepanski and winning 5-0. Shiva frustrated his opponent by staying out of his range. He explained, and I quote, "It made him tired at the end of every round. I was playing my style, did not give my 100%. I was just trying to be tactical with him and let his punches go in the air and miss it so that he loses his control and confidence." Former Asian champion Chachai Dacha Butri of Thailand also caused an upset in the men's 56kg category by ousting former World Championship bronze medalist Gaurav Bidhuri in a unanimous decision. The Thai boxer will take on Kavinder Singh Beasht in the final. Indian captain Virat Kohli joked about England's aggressive batting approach, saying England could be the first team to score 500 runs in ODIs. Kohli was referring to how the captains of various teams are disagreeing on scoring trends in what is expected to be a high-scoring World Cup. England hold the record for the highest ODI total. They scored 481 for 6 against Australia last year. In their build-up to the World Cup, they also outplayed Pakistan 4-0 in a high-scoring series. At the captain's media interaction ahead of the mega event, Kohli was asked if the 500-run mark could be breached in this edition. Pointing at England skipper Ian Morgan, he replied, and I quote, "I was just going to say it really depends on these guys. They seem to be obsessed with getting to 500 before anyone else," unquote. Kohli did say that the tournament will see a run fest, but claimed that the pressure of playing in a World Cup will make even scores of 260 to 270 hard to chase. He said, and I quote, "It is going to be a high-scoring tournament, but back home too, I said 260 to 270 will be as tough to get in a World Cup as chasing 370 to 380. I don't see many high-scoring games in the latter stages of the tournament. Initially, some teams might get on a roll, but later on, you will see 250 defended as well. That is the kind of pressure the World Cup brings," unquote. Kohli also observed that as pressure mounts in knockout matches, teams will score less freely. He said, not all the teams are going to be in a great position in the latter half. The ones who have to make sure that they get the result are going to be under pressure to chase even a small total. The fact that you're going to be close to a knockout berth will get you under pressure in the latter stages, and all teams recognize that. Then you will not see many teams going gung-ho from ball one. Generally, both teams would like to start in a balanced way and look to capitalize on the moments, so I see pressure being a massive factor in the World Cup." Unquote. Australian captain Aaron Finch, who was also part of the 2015 World Cup winning squad, said, and I quote, "The trajectory of scores has been going up and up in England on small grounds with good pitches. If the top order gets going, the teams are so explosive these days. If they keep going till the end, the total could be anything." Unquote. While Kohli said England as the strongest side before the tournament, Finch picked India and England as the teams to watch out for. According to batting great Sachin Tendulkar, India need to space out their experienced batsmen at the World Cup in England, and veteran Mahendra Singh Dhoni is best suited at number 5. Tendulkar said, and I quote, "My personal opinion is Dhoni should be batting 5. He believes having Dhoni, whose 341 ODI appearances makes him the most experienced player at the 2019 World Cup, at number 5 would ensure the former India captain could nudge along before exploding in the final overs. Tendulkar said, and I quote, "I still don't know what the team combination would be, but if you're going with Rohit, Sharma and Shikhar as openers at to Virat at number 3 and whoever at number 4, then Dhoni could be number 5, then Hardik Pandya, an explosive player, follows them. That way the experienced batsmen are well spaced out and Dhoni can stretch the game towards the end where he himself can be explosive along with Hardik. From 5 to 8, you're looking at finishers who stay till the end and soak in that pressure. I feel we're well equipped to do that." Unquote. An interesting observation Tendulkar made was that England's home series against Pakistan has convinced him that the World Cup played on flat tracks would be a high-scoring tournament, and the two new balls entirely negates reverse swing. Hence, he claimed, and I quote, "I believe if you have quality spinners to bowl in the middle overs, they would end up picking up wickets. It is also about bowling in partnerships. If quality bowlers could bowl in tandem and create pressure on the batting lineup, that is one way of countering all these factors that I feel are not in favour of the bowlers." Unquote. Some happy news from Indian women's basketball. Vaishnavi Yadav, a 5'7 tall guard, has signed up with the USA's Pensacola State women's basketball team. Vaishnavi, who is from Allahabad, first made the headlines in 2018 when she scored 71 points in the 69th Junior National Championship against Kerala, the most by a woman player at the national level. She was named MVP at the state nationals. She has also represented the national team in the FIBA Asia Under-18 3x3 Championship, FIBA Asia Under-16 Championship and the FIBA Under-16 Asia Cup, apart from being the MVP award winner at the first ever NBA Academy India. Pensacola State women's basketball team head coach Penny Belford said, and I quote, "We're very excited to have Vaishnavi join the Lady Pirate family. She will bring a wealth of playing experience and excitement for the upcoming season." Unquote. Vaishnavi told the media, and I quote, "I'm very excited to have the tremendous opportunity to attend Pensacola State University. I would like to thank India Basketball, NBA Academy Women's Program and coach Blair Hardik for making this possible. I hope to take India to the next level by learning all I can about the game and sharing the knowledge with other basketball players from my country. I hope I can inspire others from India to work hard and go for their dreams." Unquote.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.